That's the girls are at it again.
What are they up to now?
Those crazy fucking girls.
Silly girls. Hi everyone. It's been such a long time.
Who you are know? We? Who are we nowadays?
I know we've changed. Everybody,
who
just
have
to, I want you to be aware that we've changed drastically in the week that we haven't had an episode. And ultimately, welcome to FOH. I'm Lillian Devane.
I'm Kelly Sullivan.
And it's a podcast about the service industry that you know and love.
It sure is, folks. It sure is.
Folks, take a tip from me. You love this podcast.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Or you're hate listening.
I hear it all the time. Do you think we have any hate listeners? I don't think we do.
No, I don't think anymore. I think we maybe had, I think there are a few episodes where people hate listened. I just don't think it's that rewarding for someone who hates us to listen to this. I think it would be enraging for somebody.
True. Yeah. It's also like, it's so, like, hate listening would be so, yeah, exactly as you say, enraging, because, like, it is such a, like, rambly podcast that, like, you would really, like, you would really just be reminded of why you hated us.
No, yeah, it would solidify. You would need a good 7 minutes until you were like, oh,
right,
my
God. And then
God.
You're like, I know I got it.
These fucking women. Shut the fuck up already. Yeah. To which I say, agree. I wish I could.
I think about it all the time.
Yeah. I really wish I had a different personality, like, 80% of my day, but that's not what God gave me.
Well, you know that I used to, when I was younger, every time I went into a new grade, new class, new environment, whatever, I was like, starting now, mysterious. Because that was like so the opposite of what I was. And so it seemed so glamorous and so desirable to me. I was like, every time, any new thing, I was like, starting now, mysterious. And then finally, when I went to college and I was not mysterious, I was like, you gotta let it go. It was like, it's not for you.
Yeah. You've tried.
You've given it the old college try.
Quite literally.
And it didn't pan out.
And that's real growth, because you have to know when to let things go when they're not working for you.
Yeah.
And being mysterious, though I will say, I think you are actually mysterious, just maybe not intentionally or in ways that you want to be mysterious, but...
Yeah. I guess, like, I'm not, like, it's mysterious because it's just, like, sometimes I'll say something and it'll be like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, it's more of, like,
puzzling.
Puzzling. It's more puzzling.
Or, I mean, sometimes you just, well, actually, I will say not lately, but, like, you know, if sometimes Kelly wouldn't text me back, and then I would say, well, I wonder what's going on. So that's a little mysterious.
Yeah, that's mysterious. Ugh, the phone.
I know. It ruins our lives. I don't care about that stuff anymore. So, you know.
Yeah, I think, well, part of what I had to realize is, like, specifically with the phone, is like my feelings about it don't really matter, and so it doesn't, like if I don't text someone back, I'm not conveying, like, my sort of ambivalence about, like, lithium mining. It's just
yeah,
rude.
Right. Yeah. So. And again, growth.
Yeah.
Again, we're in real
which
time,
is like, it's not even that, but it's like I have such feelings about that.
I understand.
No, I know you do. I know
you know
do.
It's tricky stuff.
I'm not ambivalent about lithium mining. I'm strongly against it, but I'm just...
Thank you for clearing up the... I was going to say something. I held my tongue.
So you think there's both sides?
That's interesting, Kelly. Say more. Say more about that.
Tell me about the benefits.
Play devil's advocate on lithium mining in fucking rural communities, Kelly.
You think an 8-year-old child... In
so
Bolivia.
What you're saying right now.
Okay, yeah.
Kelly, how are you more generally, instead of, you know, specifically with the phone stuff?
I am good. I am good. I'm like, even though those in New York know, like, this summer has been like such a herky jerky start weather wise.
Yeah.
But I'm like firmly in my like summer schedule mindset. So I took Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Hell yeah.
And like had friends in town. It was Pride. Had a great weekend. And I've finally learned to just be like all the bartenders are like truly miserable at looking for stuff where I work.
Classic.
And and so I slowly learned to stop like trying to explain where stuff was, and just was like, if I'm not there and they 86 it and it's still there,
yeah,
it's not my responsibility to try to like intervene on that.
No.
And then also like myself for ordering, like I was like, you know what, I was like, if you're working, if you have to work like four services in a week and you don't like don't have time to put in an order, like, and you 86 like cans of Tecate for 3 days, like, it's okay. And like,
yeah,
don't worry about it. So I've like finally settled into a place of just being truly like I came in on Monday and the GM was like, I'm gonna take Tecate off the menu. And I was like, why? And she was like, we're out of Tecate. And I was like, oh.
You're like, oh,
okay,
bummer.
Like, I was like, that's okay,
sounds cool.
Yeah, we have Modelo, so whatever.
Totally. Yeah. No, it's healthy.
It's a healthy place to be in, and I just, and it's so nice to be able to like take a true weekend off and just be like, good luck.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, for sure.
Really. And you had, well, I guess it wasn't this weekend, but this week, huge week.
Yeah, I graduated. I wrote a very maudlin fucking newsletter about everything, so if you want to read all about it, you can subscribe. Yeah, I had a, you know, it was it's very strange, these, I don't know, I felt it was like an out-of-body experience. But yes, I walked in the graduation ceremony. Thankfully I was really fucking high and had a bunch of wine, so it was like really silly and fun, as it should be. Honestly, I was like, I'm not crying for this, it's just like a weird, I'm wearing a weird outfit, like, let's just embrace it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I started a new job as well. So that's been kind of, it's been a whirlwind. And I still have to finish my thesis, folks. So will she do it? Can she do it?
She can. What will
happen to her? What will become?
Yeah, what will become of you?
What will become of her fragile, you know, everything, honestly. So
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if I guess it's a semi-temporary, who knows, thing, but I'm working as an organizer for the Starbucks Workers United in Oregon. So
hell yeah,
getting the old baristas organized. No, they're doing it themselves, but I'm just here to do the paperwork or whatever.
Yeah, you're doing the bureaucratic stuff, and then you're making those memes that are like the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and at the top it's like coffee made by a she they.
Yeah,
that's your job now.
Yeah, I don't know if I have that relationship with them yet, but yes, that will
you'll get there. Oh, you'll get there.
I hope so. I do think that they need sort of a mother figure in a lot of ways.
And you're mothering,
and I'm queen. Mother. Yeah, mother serving cunt or whatever. Yeah, so I will be serving cunt to the Oregon baristas of Starbucks. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
But actually, it is, you know, I won't talk about it too much, but it is actually, and we knew this, and like we've talked about it on this podcast, and like I actually was like, fuck, have I said anything really horrible? I don't think so. It is actually so shocking to hear the exact stories of how fucking insane Starbucks is union busting. It's like fucking beyond. It's so insane.
Yeah.
It's appalling, actually. So like, no matter what you think of what's, it's just like, I, anyways, it truly still shocks me, the stuff that they do. It's like insane. No,
it's crazy. Anyways,
they're like sending fucking literal Pinkertons.
Yeah.
It's like that level of shit. It's fucking crazy. So anyways, we're winning is what's happening.
Yes, of course. I think it's like so easy to get inundated on Twitter. You follow, you know, Jonah Furman and you're like, wait, I think like labor is like winning. And it's like, oh, actually, like, yeah. Oh, they have like a lot of guns. Like the other side has like so many guns.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking crazy to see. So God bless the baristas. They're braver than the troops.
Like in a literal sense, yeah.
No, in literally are.
In literal.
Anyways, so we have service stories, we have a listener call-in, and then we have our topic. So we could also save our call. We could also save a call-in for another time. I don't know what we think, but.
Yeah. Well, why don't we save it for the end? And then if we feel like we're going over, we can just do it another time. Okay. Does that make sense?
We'll see how it goes. We're a little rusty here, everybody.
We're a little rusty and it's a little kind of late night sesh.
Oh, true. Yeah. It is for both of us in some ways. Okay. Service story. Do you want to go first?
Service story. Yes, I do want to go first. So, okay, just I have one thing to say, which is just thinking about your new job. My roommate's cousin literally works for the graphics team. I think I want to say CNN, but I don't know. But this person like went to the Art Institute of Chicago, mm-hmm. and her job now is doing like graphic design for, I think it's CNN. But oh so anyway, she was obviously with the submersible. She was like, we are cranking out the graphics.
Oh my God.
She was like, here I am at the graphics. And she was, and.
Did she do the countdown that was like hours until air
runs
out?
No, but it was like a lot of like, you know, like the submersible and then like the like circle of like James Cameron's face or like whatever. Like, so, you know, just amazing. Like the still.
Great work.
Know. Incredible. And just
she wins a Peabody. Whatever.
God, I hope so. God, I hope so. Lena, if you're listening.
Incredible work.
Okay, so just had to say that. My service story is just something that my coworker actually told me and I was crying laughing and I just have to repeat it.
Okay.
Which is this guy and I, we work together on Monday nights, and Mondays are usually pretty slow at my restaurant. So we have a host and then it's just me and him. Like I'm the bartender, he's the server, like no runner, no support staff. Like we just, mm-hmm. it's just the two of us.
Yeah. I love that.
Hold it down. And I love him and he's great. And it usually goes okay. And then we were talking last night and he was like, I don't even know what prompted it, but he was like, do people hit on you at the bar here? And I was like, no. I was like, they really don't. And he was like, oh, okay, interesting. And I was like, why? Do people hit on you a lot? And he was like, yeah. And part of it is that I think he's a straight man, and I think like there aren't that many server. He's a server. Mm. He doesn't bartend. So I think like part of it is that is like kind of just being like he's an unexpected character, yeah. But and he is very charming and very sweet and like you know, any girl would be lucky to have him. But
sure.
I was still surprised by that information, and I was like, really? I was like, what happens? And he was like, well, he was like, I don't know. He was like, I get a decent amount of phone numbers, and he's like, people will either like approach me after their meal and say like, you know, kind of, I'd love to get like your Instagram, I'd love to get your phone number, or he's like, they'll like leave their phone number. And I was like, wow, that's so interesting. And he was like, yeah, he was like, probably the craziest one I ever got was someone wrote a note,
oh boy,
on the receipt with the phone number that said, you have nice eyes and even nicer vibes.
Girls, step it up.
Girls,
Don't do that.
Think, girls.
No. Is that supposed to rhyme?
I'm not 100% sure. And also, like, he was mad about it because he was like, those weren't my vibes. That's me work. You know
that's
what I mean? Like,
me
he was
at
like,
my job. Yeah, I'm being nice to you.
He was like, that's job. Not my vibe, actually.
Yeah. That's my entirely different personality that I use at work to get money. So thanks for liking it, though.
Yeah, but like, glad you enjoyed the performance.
Oh my God.
But I was like, wow, that's so incredible. And yes, I think just that, like, the audience. Like, women being the audience rather than... Because, like, I definitely have gone home with people from being at work. Not at this job, but at other jobs. But it's very much, like, literally just being... Men being like, when do you get off? And me being like, okay, we can do that.
Sure, yeah, it's easy.
Like, it's very, like... It, but there's no, like, sort of... There's no rhetorical flourish, I guess.
Sure. Good to know.
And I said, Spence, I think ahead. I can say his name. I said, Spencer, I hope you get married.
For everyone's sake, I hope that.
I said, invite me to the wedding.
I think one of the weirdest, I remember only because I took a picture of it at the time, was I had this sweater I wore a lot, and this was a long time ago, so don't drag me, but it had like two cherries on it, like one big giant. And somebody wrote on the receipt, like, tip, normal stuff, and then it was like, I love you, my cherry girl.
Stop. Stop it.
And it wasn't even a table I was serving at the time. It wasn't even a table I'd had a thing with. It was no interaction that I can recall that, like, would have that level of, like,
right.
Prose.
I love you, my cherry girl.
The way it was written, I wish if I can find it, I'll send it to you. It was just so fucking deranged and hilarious anyways.
That's so
they were
awesome.
It was really great. I know I miss those. I miss those notes, you know? Anyways.
Yeah.
I have a quick service story that I shouldn't because I've already been talking too much. But basically, I just really quickly, I went to the dentist for the first time in a little while. And the woman, I'm always nervous that they're going to be like, you're disgusting. And this woman was like, oh my God. And I told her my last dentist was in New York. I don't have my exam. I don't have my dental x-rays or whatever. And she was like, oh my God. She's like, you have a New York mouth. And I was like, that's the funniest thing you could say to me as a dental patient, because normally that's sort of something you would say if
dude.
I'm an asshole,
yeah,
or like whatever, right? So it was
wash
so funny to me. And I was
soap.
Like, exactly. And I was like, what? She said, no, your teeth are so strong. They're so good. And I was like, oh, right. Because in Eugene, especially, I don't know if it's the case across Oregon, but I don't think so. But there's no fluoride in the water here.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So everyone's teeth are just like crumbling. I was like, you must see just decay.
God,
constantly.
I don't know what's going on with my teeth. My gums are really so inflamed. You know I'm very bad
you're
about
brushing
flossing.
Too hard. You're brushing too hard.
I don't think that's the problem.
Okay, well, be careful.
I think brushing my teeth every 36 hours might be the problem.
Okay, well, maybe it's a both and.
but then when I do it, I go... I really scour.
You go nuts with it. You go absolutely bonkers with it.
I use one of those copper wire brushes.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. A little horse hair, too, to finish it off at the end. Boar bristles in there. Yeah, anyways, very funny. She called the dentist over. She said, oh,
she said, knock
teeth.
On these teeth.
I know. Literally, I was like, okay. And I was like, should I get my teeth white? I love being like a good girl at the dentist.
Yeah, you're like,
she's
wait.
Like, you don't need that. And you're such a good flosser. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's rare praise I get. I take it where I can get it.
Please.
Anyways, all right, let's start this goddamn show. So.
So
please start us off.
Okay, so this was just something that came up. Well, I sent it to Lillian because, like, I went to the spa on Sunday with a couple of the girlies, and I don't even exactly remember how it came up, but we got to chatting about this article in the Times from a couple months ago that is entitled Private Dinner Party, Clothing Not Allowed. And it's the feud dinner, which, by the way, I'm a 30 Rock stan, open.
Yeah.
In 30 Rock, Liz Lemon gets a meal delivery kit when she's trying to lose weight called New Feud. And that is what this is. It's literally the feud dining experience. And it's F-U with an umlaut, D-E, feud. Feud.
Is it D-E?
D-E, the feud dining experience. The feud dinner experience gathers those who want to meet, eat, and drink only after leaving their clothes at the door. I mean, Madeline Agler is the author of this piece. I do not fault you, Madeline. You know, we all have to make a living.
Gotta make a buck. I just do want to say that the reason, just so everyone knows, that there is an umlaut, it's to honor Ms. Max's German Jewish heritage. So if you were going to make fun of it, Kelly, why don't you think twice about it? Okay. Because it's honoring a heritage. Okay. And that's why it's there. Yeah. So this person, Charlie Ann Max, who is an artist and model, translation doesn't do anything or has any skills, has a dinner party at her house where everyone takes their clothes off.
I always love when a thin woman sort of says, I will intervene on a woman's relationship to her body. If a woman has a bad relationship to her body, I am the one to step in.
How can I be part of that healing process?
How can I heal my sisters?
My sisters and then myself through their journey.
It's like the idea that I would like ever get advice from a model on like,
you know what? Here's a couple things I would get advice from a model. How to make myself fucking puke on command.
Right. Literally.
How to swallow tissues soaked in vodka or whatever the fuck they do as food. And who has the best cocaine? Anything else? I don't want to hear you open your mouth.
Essentially, anything to actually kind of further disrupt my relationship to my
exactly.
body.
Exactly. That's what you're the expert on. Those are the girlies.
Right.
Know your strengths.
I don't want to strengthen my relationship to my body. I don't want to like kind of like galvanize my relationship to my body in this fucking climate.
Absolutely not. It's not possible. Stop trying. And this, I mean, guys, this piece is almost too much for me to even speak about. And that sounds crazy, but if I were going to go point by point, I would just read you the entire article out loud because every single line is batshit insane.
No, it really is like the number one primed thing to like for both
trigger.
Of us.
I mean, I texted Kelly. I was like, I'm going to end my life over this. I feel like I'm in rural Michigan reading about, I've never been to the East Coast. I'm reading about what New Yorkers do. I'm having a stroke. I'm completely stroke. I'm having
like,
an aneurysm and a stroke.
No, call the doctor, yeah. Mamas.
I'm telling my kid to come home from college because this is what they do. It's I'm freaking out if I'm reading this. And I am.
Okay, yes. Just to set the scene also. The feud dinner experience is hosted by artist and model Charlie Ann Max for $88. And after Ms. Max has approved the applicants.
Dog whistle number.
That is so true, actually. Oh. And after we say the 14 words, I suppose. Guests come together to enjoy a liberating space that celebrates our most pure selves through plant-based cooking, art, nudity, and self-love.
If you wrote a list of things I am not interested in, that would be it.
First of all, I just like, there are some things that like in a rudimentary way, I do think it can sort of like reorient your relationship to your body. And like, I'm someone who openly doesn't remove a ton of my body hair. And that was something that when I was younger and I stopped doing that, that really did change my relationship to my body. And I was like, wow, this is like just understanding that I was influenced by the patriarchy and that I could have my own small, that not just, well, I guess it was like almost this differentiation between like, I'm taking a stance against the patriarchy and being like, I am allowed to feel things about being under a patriarchy and I'm allowed to react to it. And it doesn't have to actually be revolutionary. It doesn't actually have to affect other people. So I'm all for taking like literally bra burning feminism 101.
Sure. How air. Yeah. How air. A big how air.
So yeah, you know, when I was in college, one time I did acid on my period so I could kind of like appreciate, you know, whatever.
Sure.
Whatever. Again, also all of this in college. Specifically to say, yes, all of this occurred when I was in college. And like the the idea of doing it now is like, I mean, obviously I still don't shave my armpits, but it's only because like now it feels so crazy to be like, I stopped doing this when I was 19 and now I start. Seems so weird.
No, yeah, totally.
But yeah, like the idea of like nudity being the way to like, and I do think nudity can, you know what I mean? Like all of the caveats. You can assume that I'm already saying all the caveats. Yeah,
of course. But
the idea that like merely being in the nude and especially eating in the nude.
It's a big joke she's playing on us, folks. You gotta know that. And also a little detail that didn't go unnoticed by me. Ms. Max started experimenting with naked events in 2020. 2020.
Here's another number that should be ringing a bell.
Literally, was it the first 2 months of 2020 in New York City? Or was it the rest of the year in 2020?
Right, I would love to know. Are you patient zero, or did you...
Is this fucking typhoid naked Mary going on?
What I thought you were going to reference, which is something that made me jump out of my skin, much the pleasure of Ms. Max, is that she said... Oh God, let me find it. When she was experimenting, as you say, with nudity.
I can't.
So first she kind of like just goes and hangs out with her friends nude. And then, and she's kind of like, this is, you know, this is great. And then she says, I'm trying to find the line, but basically what she says is she was like, I'm experimenting with being nude more frequently. I'm hanging out nude with my friends. I'm going topless to some bars. I'm hosting parties and I'm greeting the guests in the nude.
Yes.
Now,
yes. Yep.
If you invite me to the free crib, to the dinner party, housewarming, what have you.
And this isn't the Playboy Mansion in 1968. I'm not expecting anything like that.
I'll be honest. I would probably turn around. I would probably go, not my vibe, and leave. I'm not kidding. I don't see myself crossing the threshold.
No, unless someone carries you.
No.
Kicking and screaming. No. Literally. Same.
I think I would just be like, ha ha ha, no, bye bye.
See you next week when you have your clothes on.
See you next week. Presumably. I heard there's a cold front moving through and maybe you'll see sense and then
Sub-Zero's
I can come by.
Coming, so let's touch base sort of in February. Yeah, that sounds like she's truly surprising people with her experimentations and nudity, which, you know, say what you will about Louis C.K., but End of sentence.
End okay. of sentence. And
I have.
And I have. No, I really just stick on this idea of, like, I guess what's frustrating to me about it, like, on a true fundamental level, is, like, it really does stick in my craw.
Mm.
The idea of a model being like, I will help women like relate to their bodies and to food in this new way. And it's like, you can't, and none of us can.
Yeah.
Because of systemic issues. Yeah. And it's not to say don't try, but it's to say if you profit off of claiming to offer an out, death. You're not seeing heaven.
Death, 100%. I mean, listen, also, can we just say that, I don't want to say all, but some of the people who were sort of offhandedly sort of described and sketched in this piece also sound like total nightmares. So,
oh, 100%.
It could be that they're all horrible. They probably are. And, you know, these women are... I just had an experience at a cacao ceremony, and I really wanted to continue that energy. It's like, you should also be dead. Right. By someone else's hand in a violent way. And this Ms. Max, or whatever the fuck, you know, it says, food isn't profitable yet, but Ms. Max hopes it will become a full-time business. That's not going to happen. Currently, Ms. Max makes her money from modeling and content creation and splits her time between New York and Los Angeles. She also recently completed a plant-based culinary program at whatever. You know how badly I want to be bi-coastal, and this bitch
right.
is living part of my dream, a very small part of one of my dreams, but it makes me so mad that... she even pretends this is a business. Right. I guess you have to for the New York Times when they come a-knocking. I mean, sure. We could say, oh, yeah, this is FOH. We hope one day it will become a full-time.
Right.
No, it's not going to happen. And income. That's fine. But closer, I would think, actually, than Ms. Max.
Than Ms. Max. I just also think, like, yeah, I guess it is the commerce of it all. It's like money has to be part of it, I suppose. But it's like if you...
this is,
if
you know what
you
this
are
is,
someone it's... who feels that nudity would be healing to you, like, you need to talk to hippies. Okay?
You literally come out to Oregon, right. bitch. Like, this is where it's going on. Also, you know what this is? This is literally being pitched as a fucking startup thing. This is like being pitched as a concept that somebody else will buy. And she, I swear to God, it's like,
right.
this is like a new it's like thing sharks. For rich people to do. Yeah, it's like a new fucking, and someone's going to die just like they
the
have
thing
been all
is,
week.
Is I should sell this to the sharks because I kind of actually have the perfect body type to sell this. Because I actually think, like, if you saw Ms. Max, who I didn't Google and I don't know what she looks like, but I'm assuming she's thin, you'd be like, you might naturally have my reaction, which is like, what does this woman have to teach me about body acceptance? But you see me, no areolas, armpits, fat, you might go, I have a lesson to learn.
That is not even true, Kelly.
It is true. Lillian, it's true. I don't have them.
Shut the fuck up. I've seen you naked. Maybe I wasn't looking hard enough.
You weren't. I swear to God. They're milk
okay,
white.
You know what? This bitch... okay, first of all, this bitch is a reformation... this is not...
Right. Right. Maybe get me an airy model and I'm listening.
Come on. Okay, well, I do have to say, unfortunately... she's not teeny.
Okay, what do we give me the pant size. Break it down. The only reason Lillian hasn't made this a business is she's much more of a body fascist than Ms. Max. She would be like, you're out. Don't want to see it.
It's fucking disgusting. Get off my fucking doorstep. Well, she does look like she's had lipo, I will say. She's got a lipo tummy, but which is cheating, by the way.
We all know.
Oh, this is tough because I know she's photoshopping. So the she looks a different size in every photo. Though she could be like a 10, 12.
Interesting.
You know what? But you can't be sure of these things because these people, you know, everyone photoshops.
Maybe I
everything.
Spoke too soon. Maybe I
a
spoke
10,
too soon.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. Folks, don't quote me. 8 to 12, I would guess. 8 to 12. Maybe a 14. On a bad day.
Oh, 14. That's very
interesting. I mean, a good day that there's no number that means anything negative or positive.
Okay, so I spoke too soon because I was truly imagining, when I imagine a bi-coastal woman who's using in her name, I am imagining a woman who I could break over my knee, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we don't know the truth because these pictures are, she looks literally different in every single one.
It might be Rita Ora at the end of the damn day. Might be side hustle. Side hustle.
Oh my God. No, but I do wish her the worst, and this will fail. And I would like to see the inside of her house, though. So if somebody... I'll front you $88.
I would love to see the inside of her house.
And I would like to see the menu. I would like to see it.
Well, the menu, they
I mean,
gave
it sounds
a little
disgusting.
Sneak peek. They were like, it's vegan, which vegan doesn't have to be bad. But then it's like when you're telling me about quinoa stuffed peppers.
You think I want to eat that and get bloated while I'm naked?
That doesn't sound good to me.
No.
If I'm going if it was my vegan dinner.
Kelly's vegan dinner.
I would start with. Just some nice focaccia and olive oil.
Mm-hmm, love that.
And then we would move on to like a gorgeous salad. Beautiful salad. And then I do think I wouldn't do grain. I wouldn't do quinoa. I would do legume, which still might, it still might bloat, but at least you're getting like beans, protein, the texture. Because quinoa to
me
is...
I'm not eating beans in the buff, in the flat, in the nude.
No, but that's what I'm saying is I understand.
Beans?
I understand.
I'm spooning beans into my mouth?
Yeah, you are. At
no,
mine.
I'm not.
Yeah,
no,
you are
I'm
at
not.
Mine. At mine. Because I don't like quinoa.
Okay, nobody likes quinoa, but...
But beans people like.
I mean,
then for dessert, why not just have some berries?
No, yeah, that sounds good.
Berries and maybe a little sorbet. A little lemon sorbet.
Classic.
Yum, yum.
Classy and classic.
That could be yum.
For your two loves to be cooking and nudity and then want to combine them, I mean, you're being greedy, first of all. Like, it's dangerous.
First of all, what about the secretions?
I mean, it's not serve safe.
It ain't serve safe.
I'm calling fucking DOH on your ass.
It ain't serve safe.
Do you have a license to serve food in the nude, ma'am? I'm banging down the door. I don't care if you have a chain lock. I'm cutting through it. It's not safe in there.
I will say I am someone who I almost always have like at least some stitch on me because, you know, the body does a lot, and I don't, it's not like that I'm...
It's keeping the score. Yeah.
Right. My body's busy, okay? My body's keeping, yeah, exactly. My body has, like, one of those grease pencils, okay?
No, I like to be built for speed. I need to be able to fucking book it at any given moment.
Completely agree. You know who slept in the nude?
Who?
Mark.
Ew, Mark. I'm so glad you broke up with him.
And then I said, why do you do that? And he was like, what are you worried about, a fire? And I said, no, I'm worried about God.
He was like, you got to keep space for the Holy Spirit.
I was like, I'm not worried about, if the apartment catches on fire, are you going to be able to like get pants on in time? No, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about getting smote. Duh.
Oh my God, no. I mean, look, there's a few instances where I would do sleep in the nude, but on an average day?
Day to day, I don't think so. I'm not doing that.
No, please. It's got to be a pass out situation, most likely, honestly. I wash my sheets regularly, but not anymore. Daily. Not daily.
Golly.
And I don't like to turn on my AC, so I am schwitzing in there, you know?
I have a fan system. Yeah, because I don't like the AC. Yeah.
No, it's awful. Anyways, I feel... my bills, that's what I'm concerned about.
Right.
Anyways, this all, I mean, truly, you have to read this because it's the worst thing I've ever read. Also, they had a dinner that was, like, menstrual theme. It's too much, everybody.
I would urge everyone to just go back to college and just do acid one just, time on your right, period.
Exactly. Go to
and then
art
get an
school.
IUD and just completely heal yourself, and then you never have to think of, like, heal yourself of your period stuff, and then get an IUD, and you don't have to think about your period because you never get it.
Or you can do literally every month if you menstruate, you can have a spiritual every month. You don't have to save it for a dinner party, you know, on your own time.
It's also a moment. Just, I'm sorry, then they said, like, they were kind of talking to guests about their experience of their periods, and one person said they had finger painted with their period blood. Well, that's disgusting.
Look, I know someone who did that. Please don't tell anyone about that.
I wouldn't finger paint with paint.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
What about brushes?
The floundering brush industry.
Golly.
Is overlooked. Oh my goodness.
Once again, you don't care about American manufacturing.
Did you know that these orange peanut butter crackers, you know what I'm talking about? The Keebler. I'm showing Ellie, but
I'm
you can't see
it. Yeah, I'm seeing them.
The peanut butter sandwich cookies that are orange.
Mm-hmm.
Did you expect there to be an expiration date at which they would not taste good? That would be like within 5 years?
Yes.
Because, okay. Well, I don't remember when I bought these because it was clearly a moment of pure desperation, as was the moment a few hours ago when I opened them from my pantry. They're stale. I thought that could never happen to these.
I believe it.
God, folks at home, tell me what you think. Anyways, it's disappointing. They're absolutely disgusting. But I don't see an expiration date anywhere. And I just was kind of banking on this corn syrup to pull through. Anyways, I'm going to have real dinner soon.
That makes sense.
Anyways, that's the kind of experience you'll have if you come to my home, you know? I think we've done a pretty thorough job, but I do encourage you all to sort of experience this for yourself. It's quite overwhelming, so do be prepared.
It is a true word salad, like, made to enrage Tucker Carlson and us, obviously.
It's honestly a dangerous piece to publish because this is going to make... Someone's going to become a mass shooter because of this piece. I'm not kidding. Like, this is only fanning the flames of the conservative, you know, extremist. I'm not
It is
joking.
True. It is true. I mean, and sometimes I think it's that, like, I went to Twinks versus Dolls this weekend, and it was like, oh yeah, like, this is like, if Fox News ever gets a hold of this, like, it's over, but, like, it's fun and funny.
Yeah.
This is not worth it. It's not worth what it will do to the Elliot
blood
Rogers
will
of
be
the world.
Blood will be shed.
Yeah, completely.
Mark my words. Okay, well, I just think disgusting.
Like, yeah, like, just, I don't know. Like, I would just never, like, I would never, like, if nudity is helping you and stuff like that, like, truly just, like, go, like, don't have a dinner on the Lower East Side about it. Like, if nudity helps you, like, just go be nude somewhere.
Why are you living in Manhattan? Go to a pond.
And, you know? Or, like, just, like, get an Airbnb at a pond.
No, go rent a cabin. That's when you get nude. Especially if you're rich. You can be nude anywhere, and you choose an apartment in New York City? You're mental.
It's also... Yeah. I just...
It's
nudity.
You require the comfort... You require the company of others to be comfortable in your body. Right. What kind of message is that? Nudity. What kind of message are you sending? Nudity. Oh my God, I've been
not for me.
Near my, for me. I've been near my computer for 12 hours at this point. So,
literally, Lillian, if you see Lillian nude in the woods tonight, no, you didn't.
I'm inspired at this point. Right. I'm going full Kaczynski. As a plug for our upcoming Patreon, we have some new patrons. And at this point, we can't do the call. Please call our hotline.
Oh, everybody. I've heard about our hotline.
And we will play it. We have a backlog, but we will play it, and we love listening. So please do call us. It's so fun to hear y'all's messages. But we have some new patrons, which is a shocker to me. We have Angelo.
Welcome.
Isabella.
Isabella.
Isabella Bella. Welcome. We got Sadie.
Sadie.
Come on down, Sadie. Humble name. You won the prize of paying us money. And Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Welcome. Also, I haven't looked into this because I'm losing my mind, but I will, I promise. Let me know if y'all can't see some of the content on Patreon. I don't know. Patreon is also going through a thing. They're like revamping. So I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I'm going to look into it. Let me know if anything's weird. You're not getting the content you want. Keep me posted. I'll try to workshop it. I'm only one woman. But anyways, thank you all very much. Truly. It means a lot to us. And we thank you for your support. And we thank all of you listeners for supporting us by lending us your precious ears once a week.
True. We love you guys, and obviously, you know, it's been a journey of 5 years. It's ended with Lillian with a master's degree, and it's both ended and continued, you know? I mean, here we go. And now we're in phase, I don't even know what, five, maybe.
Mark my words, everybody. I'm coming back to the East Coast. Don't think I've given up.
Yeah.
Okay? I am. I just, you know, life doesn't always happen as you expect. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay! I'm coming back. I don't know where, but I'm coming back to the Eastern Seaboard. So fucking mark your goddamn calendars.
And I'm going to Italy.
Yeah, when are you going to Italy?
In October.
God damn it. I haven't traveled in 1,000 fucking years. I don't count anywhere in this state, so.
Okay,
no one was going to count that, but.
Well, just because you traveled for school.
True. I guess I did go to Las Vegas and Oklahoma, but like I was very stressed out the whole time. That's not the same.
Yeah, those are still the same. You should go to Mexico.
Me and who?
I don't know. Anya.
Yeah. Okay, Anya, do you want to go to Mexico? I'm asking you over the podcast. Great. See you there. It's the saddest thing that's ever happened. I don't know, maybe just say a name of a friend we have over the podcast, and maybe they'll say yes.
She's on the West Coast!
No, I know, and I would love to go to Mexico with Anya, honestly, but, you know, she's beautiful and has a real life. Okay. Anya, thanks for all that you do. Okay. I'm ending this podcast now because I'm sweaty and hungry, and I love you all, and I need to go.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.